Luke chapter 18. This is such a familiar story. Blind Bartimaeus. It does not give his name, but that's his name, Bartimaeus. His name, you may not know it, but his name means the son of a polluted one. The son of an unclean. And that's all of us, isn't it? Like the story in Ezekiel 16. I saw you polluted, and I came by, like our Lord did this blind man. And I said, live. Gave you sight. And this is all of us. We're all born blind. And yet, we're still blind somewhat, are we not? Do you not admit that you're often blind to your own faults? You're often blind to your own ignorance. You're often blind to the hand of God that's chastening or leading and guiding. We don't see it. Are we not often blind to the pits and traps and snares and temptations of Satan himself? Are we not blind? He said that to the church at Laodicea. And they were, it was the church. He said, thou knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He said, I counsel to buy that you would buy eye salve, anoint your eyes. What's eye salve? The gospel. What we're doing right now. May the Lord anoint our eyes fresh with this eye salve. And maybe give eyes to someone who's never yet seen. Wouldn't that be wonderful? This day. Today is the day of salvation. The gospel's preached. Let's read the story, verses 35 through 43. It came to pass that as he, Christ, was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on them. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, the Lord asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him and glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. You can just take each phrase, each line. It came to pass. All things do know. And everything soon shall pass away. Simon Peter told us all, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, pass away. What manner of persons ought we to be? Those who don't know the Lord, oh my, how they ought to be calling and crying now. Because today is the day. Soon it all shall pass, and then it's too late. Too late to call. But today is the day of salvation. It came to pass, he came nigh unto Jericho. Verse 35. Jericho. What about Jericho? It was a cursed city. A cursed city. Remember the story of Joshua. God gave the command after Joshua destroyed it to never have it built again. It was a cursed city. This world is under a curse. Remember Pilgrim? He said he was leaving the city of destruction. This world is under the curse of God's law and purposed by God according to his will to be destroyed. But God, rich in mercy to all that call upon him, all who call, he will say, Jericho. And I remind you that he didn't say one person in Jericho, not one. He came near it, found a blind man, saved him. He went through it, passed through it, and saved Zacchaeus on the way out. Because where is Christ found? Outside the camp. outside the camp. It's no coincidence that most major cities just don't have the gospel there. You have to go outside the camp to find the truth. He came nigh to Jericho, and a certain blind man, Oh, don't you love the certainties of God's word? Certain blind man, certain woman, this was one of his elect. And it's certain that he's going to receive his sight. It's certain that the Lord is going to save him. It's certain. Salvation is not a possibility, not based on chance. It's certain. Certain. Because for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. And whom he did predestinate, he called. And whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. Salvation's of the Lord. It's certain. Whomever he foreknew, whomever he loved, whomever he chose before the world began, they're going to hear his voice and he's going to save them. A certain blind man. This man is blind. He was born that way. He's been blind all of his life. All of his life. Now, if you're blind, what does that mean? It means you cannot see. That's profound, isn't it? What does the Scripture say? We're blind. What does the Scripture say? We're dead. Does it? Lost. And I'm going to repeat myself a great deal today because this is just the simple truth. But didn't our Lord say, you must be blind to see? And he said, I'm come that those that see might be blind and those that blind might see. Have you ever been blind? Blind to God. Blind to the truth. Blind to yourself. Blind to Satan. Blind to this world. Yes, we're all born that way. But God chose a people, the people that walked in darkness, blind, have seen a great light. Upon them hath the light shined. Christ came in the gospel to many in this room to give eyes to the blind. He was blind and he was by the way. Look at it. Sat by the wayside. By the way. He's not in the way. He's by the way. He's near the way. The way is that right before him. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There's some sitting in here right now hearing the way, but not hearing. There's some sitting in here right now where the gospel is preached, where salvation is to be had. Don't see. Don't need. And by the way, and not in the way. That was me. I sat, I've told you so many times. You know, do you ever get tired of telling your stories? Other people may not want to hear your story, but you never get tired of it. But this is what I sat. By the way, I sat and heard message after message after message. The preacher's kid. And sadly, tragically, I couldn't wait to leave. Couldn't wait to leave till I got old enough to leave. And when I was old enough, I did. See why I cannot preach without these two words. But God. And I came back for all the wrong reasons. People, everybody comes for the wrong reason. Everybody starts coming for the wrong reason. But God. His reason, his purpose, his will was for me to see. And one day, sitting by the way, he put me in the way. He opened my blind eye that I might see. And I was not aware of anyone else around me. By the way, sat begging. We're all beggars. You know that? I like to think, I've always thought I could just do about anything, but especially when I was younger. The older I get, the more I realize. And I'm embarrassed, Kelly. I'm embarrassed how weak, Mike, how weak I've become. Can't, you know how men like to open jars for women? Give me that. Well, the other day, Ron, I couldn't open it. It's going to happen to you, boys. It's going to happen. Couldn't open it. Weak. And it'll get weaker. Beggars. We're beggars. What do we have not received, huh? Let not the strong man glory in his strength. Let not the beautiful woman glory in her beauty. The wise man in his wisdom. Him that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. What do we have we have not received? What do we know we haven't received? What? Anything. Everything. By the grace of God, we are what we are, have what we have, know what we know, huh? And just one little germ can reduce us to nothing. One so-called accident can make us. There are no accidents. The Lord does it. Begging. We're beggars. We're beggars. We're beggars. And the thing we need most of all is mercy. Mercy beggars. Men say that all the time, don't they? Preachers say that all the time. Beggars. We beg him. Look at verse 36. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. What's going on? He heard the multitude. Have they not all heard? Have not all people heard this? Yes, Paul said, verily the sound is going throughout the world. Now, our Lord went through city after city, village after village, town after town, didn't he? He went everywhere. There was not one place in all of Israel that did not hear Jesus Christ's word. Not one. And he went through all these places. Were there blind men? Yes, it's full of them. Were there beggars? Full of them. Were there lepers? Full of them. Were there lost people? Full of them. How many were calling? How many said, what's going on? What's this all about? Where are they going? How many? Not many. This certain man did. Wait, hold on. Where's everybody going? What's going on? They said, Jesus of Nazareth passing by. Now, because of what he said, because of what he cried, he heard before. He had heard this before. All right, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, the gospel. How shall they hear without a preacher? He heard somebody somewhere, preacher say, or somebody passing by say it. Did you hear that Jesus of Nazareth, the man born of Mary and worked in the carpenter shop of Joseph, and they say he's the Christ. They say he's the Messiah. Why, He's healed lepers. He's given hearing to the deaf. He's given sight to the blind. Bartimaeus heard. What? Sight? There's a man born blind. John 9, you know. A man born blind. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth passed by and made spittle and took his spittle and made clay and anointed his eye, and he saw. Really? Tell me that again. Tell me again. Who is it? Jesus of Nazareth. They say he's the Christ. They say he's the Holy One of Israel. They say he's the Christ. They say he's the Messiah. They say he's God manifest in the flesh. Emmanuel has come. That's what they say. And he had hope. He had hope. He heard. So it gave him hope. And here's what he thought. If he ever passes by here, if he ever comes within earshot of me, I'm going to holler. I sure hope he comes my way. He's a beggar. He can't get there. He can't go. He doesn't know where to go. He can't see him if he was coming. He's got to be brought to him. But he can cry. My dad preached the message. This is message to hear. All right? Message to hear. Didn't put one in this week's bulletin. Or did I? Did I? Okay. Next week. Message to hear. What can a sinner do? What can a sinner do? The first thing is cry. Call. Because whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Was he saved because he called? No. He's saved because the Lord called him. But you know he was saved because he called. And you won't be saved unless you call. Say, I'm not saved. I don't know the Lord. You haven't called. It's as simple as that. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm not saved, then you haven't come. Right? Is that right? Whosoever shall come. And here's what I say to all of us, young, old, saved and unsaved. All of us. Call. Keep calling. Saved from sin, saved from yourself, saved from this world, saved from the godless world, saved from wrath, saved, saved, saved. We need saving. That's my next message. Well, look at this. Here's what he did. Verse 38. He cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He's calling him the Christ. Jesus, the man. Son of David, Christ, the God-man. That's what he's calling him. You see, he heard, as I said, he heard somebody say, they say Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of David, the Christ. Because here's the gospel of God, concerning God's Son, declared to be the Son of God with power of the seed of David. That means he's the King, the coming King. King of kings and Lord of lords. The Messiah, Son of David, as we said, the only one. Don't you love Isaiah 25 where it said, this is our God, we've waited on Him. He'll save us. He's the only one that can. Not just Jesus, but the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's our God and our Savior. Jesus, thou Son of David. What did He ask for? Now, when he was begging before, he was begging, what was he begging for? Money. One thing. Every day. Alms for the blind. Alms for the blind. Every day. Day to day. Alms for the blind. Somebody said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth passed by. Mercy! He never asked for mercy before. He never asked for sight before. Now he does. One thing, don't need money. I need mercy.
That's right.
Mercy. He cried, have mercy upon me. Oh, may the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy on us all. Us, our children, our neighbors. May the Lord have mercy. Well, look at verse 39. They that went before him rebuked him that he should hold his peace. What peace? He doesn't have any peace. You know what he must have said to them? You can be silent. You must not be blind. This is my only hope. And it says he cried all the more, that much more. Thou son of David. Have mercy on me. He began Jesus, the Son of David. And when it's all over, he's going to call him Lord. That's salvation, isn't it? He cried the more. And brothers and sisters, as time passes by, we ought to cry all the more. It's getting unpopular. Talk about mercy. Talk about God's sovereignty. Talk about man being in sin. But brothers and sisters, we see them. We cry all the more as the day approaches. Son of David, have mercy on him. And verse 40 says, and Jesus stood. Mark's gospel said he stood still. Means he stopped. Now, there was a multitude. Vast throng of people. You ever been in a crowd? What's going on? Is everybody silent? Oh, no. It's a raucous thing. It's lots of noise. Rambunctious crowd. You know, everybody's scurrying here and there. Lots of noise. People are hollering this and that and the other. You know, like a crowd. Like at a county fair or whatever. When a famous person is around. You know, everybody's just making hoopla, you know. But this one man cried. The Lord keeps walking. He's going to walk all the way through Jericho to get to the other side. And he just keeps walking. And all of a sudden, he stops. He heard something. He heard someone. You know, he's waiting on that cry. He knew he was going to call. Because he called, he was going to call him. He knew he was going to be stopped. You remember when our Lord was walking through that crowd and he stopped? Somebody touched me. Simon Peter, no. Lord, everybody's wrong with you. Everybody's, no. Somebody touched me. Somebody laid hold of me. Somebody really needs me. And somebody was calling. Everybody was crying, but this man was calling. Somebody needs me. Do you? He'll stop. There's a story in the, I wrote it down, Joshua, got the wrong glasses again. Joshua 10, ought to throw them away. Might be the best message ever heard, ever preached. John, it's Joshua 10, like John 10. Joshua 10, it says that Joshua asked the Lord, they were fighting the Amalekites, somebody. And Joshua asked the Lord to not let the sun go down, to let the sun stop. And it did for a full day so that Joshua could fight the enemies. And it says in the next verse, it says, there's never been a day like it. The sun stood still. That God hearkened to the voice of a man. That's what it said. Joshua 10:14. There's never been a day like it. The sun stood still. You can't stop the sun from shining. You can't stop the earth from rotating. Can you? Huh? The sun stood still. One sinner called. One blind man called. One beggar called. One needy person cried unto the Lord. And the Lord God from heaven stopped. Stood still. You think he'd stop for you? Huh? You're not worth it. But if you cry, he will. Why? Because he's God. It's the glory of a man to pass by a transgression. And it's the glory of our Lord to stand still for one sinner. Read on. It says that he commanded him to be brought unto him. The Lord Jesus Christ heard this blind man calling and commanded him to be brought unto him. Commanded him. Salvation. We say it all the time because false religion is so full of it. And people need to hear this. And some people haven't heard this. They haven't seen it. They're so blind to the deception of false prophets and false religion. But false religion is telling everybody God wants you, God wants this, God wants that, and God, Jesus provided or offered salvation. It's not an offer. Salvation is not an offer. It's not something God invites you to do. Nowhere did God say, won't you please accept me? Nowhere did Jesus Christ stand up and say, will anybody have me? God didn't send his son to the cross to see, will anybody accept this? Or you? That's repulsive, isn't it? I wouldn't send my daughter to die for any sinner, period. But if I did, buddy, it's going to accomplish what I sent it to do. She is not going to die in vain. I am not going to do that. It won't happen. And I'm not going to offer her to anybody. Would you? Here, have her. If you want her, don't send her back. Are you kidding me? Now, God purposed salvation. He sent his son to die, and his, every drop of his blood is effectual to the praise of the glory of his blood and his righteousness and his grace. It's not an offer. Christ offered himself to God.
That's right.
Not man. And God accepted it on behalf of every single person God chose. None of them deserved it. That's a blind man. Why is he blind? Because the Lord made him blind. Why is he called? Because the Lord made him know that he's blind and made him call. That's why. The Lord had already purposed to save this man. Salvation's of the Lord from start to finish. Well, It's not an offer. It's a command. It's a command. Psalm 71:3 says, "Thou hast given commandment to save me. Almighty love, arrest that man." Commandment. Salvation is by command. God's command. For whom he did foreknow, he predestinated, he called. Come. Kings don't invite their subjects. A sovereign. An all-powerful king. You know the story of Mephibosheth, the lame beggar? Mephibosheth? Did David send two men down there and say, ask Mephibosheth if he wants to come? It says, "Is there any left of the house of Saul that I might show kindness to him for Jonathan's sake?" They said, "There's one. He's down in the house of no bread. He's lame on both his feet. He can't come. He's your enemy anyway. He won't come." David said, "Go fetch him." David's the most powerful man on earth. He sent two of his most strongest men. One of them killed 300 Philistines. One of them! "Well, he won't come." "Pick him up. Fetch him. Put him on your shoulder." I said, "Bring him." He won't come. He can't come. But when the king gives a command, he will come. Oh, yes, he will. And don't you love the statement that all of God's people are saved against their will with their full consent? Thy people, Psalm 110:3, shall be willing. When? In the day of thy power. It is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. Not of him that willeth or him that runneth. It's of God that showeth what? Mercy. He said, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have mercy. And whomever he chooses, whomever he has purposed to show mercy, he's going to show mercy." And he gives the command, the gospel command. Salvation is by command. It's through the preaching of the gospel. When God says come, they will come. Not before and not until. Come. And I was such a rebel. No, I don't have that. And one day, I do have that. I don't believe that. One day, I do believe that. One day, I'm out of here. Next day, I'm in here. I don't want that. I got to have that. What happened? Power of God gave the command. So we call on God, "Lord, give the command. Call her. She hadn't heard you. Open her eyes. She hasn't seen. She doesn't see herself. He doesn't see himself. He doesn't see this world. He doesn't see the pit he's about to fall in. The pit he is in. Lord, open his eyes, please." We don't ask blind people to see. We ask God to give them sight. We don't ask dead people to accept Jesus. We ask God to give them life. And he gave the command. He does. He's still giving the command. Who's going to walk in that door next? Who's going to get in that pool next? Whomever God commands. Oh, Lord. Give the command. And anyway, he said, he commanded him to be brought where? Christ said, bring him to me. If we're going to be saved, it's going to be by Christ. And we're going to see it's Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ. People come here all the time. They hear, and then they leave. What do they hear? Christ. That's it. Tell me, is that not who we preach? Is that not all we do here? Preach Christ? All right, if somebody come and they don't see and they leave, what does that tell you? They didn't need Christ. If you want the truth, I'll tell you not what it is, I'll tell you who it is. If you want the truth, you want to be saved, I'll tell you who it is. Jesus Christ. You want the way, you got any answers? I'll tell you who it is. Jesus Christ. The way to what? Name something. Truth, the life. It's all Christ. Christ is all. It's all we preach. Why? Because he's all. That's all there is. Don't ask any other questions. Ask, have mercy upon it. And if he does, he'll show you Jesus Christ. He's all the religion you need. Jesus Christ is all the religion anybody needs. All right. He came to him. They brought him to Christ. And when he was come near, he got near. Don't you love that? Come near. We have boldness to come to the throne of glory by a new way, Jesus Christ. And he said, our Lord asked him. Now, he's not asking for information. The Lord never asked anybody anything for information. When he asked Adam, where art thou? He knew where he was. That's where he put him. He's asking so that that person might confess, that person might see for themselves where they are. Adam was hiding. Adam was naked. Where art thou? Meaning, now where are you? Now look at you. Now look at what you've done. Huh? What have you done to yourself now? Now where are you? What wilt thou? You know, the Lord gives mankind. He's put the world in their heart. Ecclesiastes says, puts the world in their heart so that if anybody goes after anything, they can get it. You work hard enough, you can get it. If you study hard enough, you can go to any school in America. That's right. If you work hard enough, you'll make a lot of money and you can buy anything you want. You can do it. God does that. He's given all things, and if you want after it, go for it. But it's dangerous. What wilt thou? What do you want? What do you really need? And this man did one thing. One thing. I want to receive my sight. I want to see. I want to see. And isn't that what we need? We need to see. Born blind, see God. See ourselves. See the world for what it is. See Christ. See our need of Him. I want to see. I want to receive my sight. What did our Lord say? Look at verse 42. Receive thy sight. Is that it? That's it. He would say, see yon mountain, Sinai? Walk up to that and you get to the top. Mm-mm. Receive thy sight. With the word. With the word. Receive thy sight. Isn't it? Where the king is, there's power. Receive your sight. Me. Receive your sight. People say, I'm looking. I'm caught. No. No, you're not. Or you receive your sight. Now, receive. What does receive mean? First John 1, 12 and 13. As many as received him. You know that? What does receive mean? I don't have a glass. Right. This is a receptacle. A receptacle. Can it put water in itself? If it's empty. Now it's empty. Is there anything in it? No. Can it put anything in? No. What is it? Empty. What's going to happen? Somebody's going to have to pour water in it. Okay? All right, what did it do if I decide to fill this up? It's my choice. This is a receptacle. It's empty. I don't need it. But if I decide to fill it, who did it? What did this do? If I fill this up, what did it do? Accept it? Accept it? Received it? Do you understand the difference? What if the vessel said, I ain't going to take this? Yes, you are. If I decide to fill you, I'm going to fill you. It's a receptacle. Can I get any plainer? Salvation is received. Grace is not something of yourself. It's received. Faith is received. Repentance is received, not accepted. Knowledge is received. What we need to do is be an empty vessel and say, fill me, blind. Give me sight. I can't hear. Give me ears, a little child. Teach me. I'm empty. And if he decides, if he has already decided, he's going to fill you with all the fullness of God. What's that?
Jesus Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness. If you ever see Christ, the water of life, all your questions will be answered. About man's will, about the world, about sin, about salvation, about who God is, about what man is.
You've received knowledge. You received life. You've received eyes. You received hearing. You received grace. You received mercy. You received grace. Isn't that wonderful? I love it. I still feel so empty at times. What do? I call. And he wouldn't call if he didn't receive the call. Right. Why do you say that? Because God gets all the glory. Because it's so. Because it's so. Receive thy sight. Oh, but look, preacher, it says, thy faith has saved it. He said, thy faith has saved it. See that? Oh. You know, my dad used to say, you look at a scripture, and if it seems to say something, take other scriptures and throw it at it. And if you can knock it off, if you can knock that down with another scripture, God doesn't contradict himself. Right? By grace you say, through faith, and that not of yourself. Well, hold on then. Then his faith is really not him doing anything. Faith is just another word for Christ. By Christ that saved thee. The one you're calling on. The one who called you. The one who gave you eyesight. The one who you're looking to. The one who you called upon. Faith doesn't save us. Christ saves us. Where'd you get this faith? Christ gave it to you. Of his own will begat his with the word of truth. Faith is not of yourself. It's a gift of God. And all he's saying here is that the Spirit of God has given you faith to look to call upon me, and all who call upon me be saved. Let's see that. Not faith that saves them. Faith's not the Savior, Christ is, but it's the evidence of salvation. All right, verse 43. And immediately he received his sight. Now, what's the first thing he saw? Christ is standing right here in front of him, okay? And he says, receive thy sight. His eyes are open. What does he say? What does he say? It's not a what. It's a person. He sees, he's looking in the face. He sees the light of the knowledge. He's never seen the light before, John. He's never seen the light. He's been in darkness all his days. And when God spoke the word, he sees the light of the knowledge, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He sees everything. He sees everything now. He now sees everything very clearly. He sees Christ. What did he do? What did he see? He saw Christ. What did he do? Followed him. Followed him. Well, he's in the way now. He followed him. And what's he doing? Glorifying God. Salvation is for the glory of God. The glory of God's Son. And if the Lord saves you, you know what you'll say? The Lord saved me. He won't say, I got saved. He won't say, I accepted Jesus. He won't say, I saw the light. He won't say, I let him into my heart. And I made him. You say, the Lord saved me. The Lord revealed himself to me. The Lord opened my blind eyes. The Lord preached the gospel to me. The Lord, because salvation is of the Lord. And he glorified him. And all the people saw it. And buddy, when God saves somebody, especially a man that's really blind, there's only one person who gets the glory. It's obvious. God did it. God did. They saw it and they gave praise unto God. Are you blind? Oh, my. He came for the blind. Okay.